finances. Of course, John with Stern, AG, and Leach. It's 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. And, John, we've got to get ready for the Fed, but Walmart and McDonald's are in the news.
Yeah, and you mentioned the sunshine. Of course, you know how hot it's been lately, and we'll tie that into McDonald's. McDonald's has just reported their best sales numbers in terms of same-store sales, stores open a year or more. And over a year, globally, their same-store sales were up 7%. In the U.S., this is very encouraging. Same-store sales up 5.7%. And most of it appears to be attributable to additional traffic driven into their stores and their drive-thru by their new cold drinks, their smoothies and et cetera. And so, you know, they also entered, as you know, the coffee market and all that a year or so ago. So their numbers doing very, very well. And here's an interesting piece on Walmart. We know that they're continually talking about their rollback in prices. Well, this is a study that J.P. Morgan has done for a number of years, and they base this upon a supercenter that they survey that's in Virginia. And they indicated that during the month of July, that the prices in that Walmart supercenter in Virginia were raised by an average of 5.8%. And, you know, we keep talking about deflation and inflation, whether it exists or it doesn't exist. It's obvious that even the price leader is beginning to see some pressure and beginning to pass those prices on to the consumer. But the J.P. Morgan study says that on average, that Walmart still enjoys about a 10% price lead, percentage point lead over both Kroger and Safeway. And speaking of the Fed, of course, they meet today. That is the FOMC. That's the Federal Open Market Committee. That's the group that controls short-term interest rates. And this would be one of those meetings where I would really pay to be the proverbial fly on the wall, because there are a number of people, voting members of that committee, who believe that the risk, the current risk to the economy is now deflation. And then we've got some people who believe that the long-term enemy of inflation is still the current enemy. So there's going to be a huge argument. Interesting, recently the Fed chairman, Ben Bernanke, said that the recovery space is, quote, unusually uncertain. I don't think that's a good idea to use two words like that back to back. But we're going to see what happens today. We know they're not going to do anything with rates because they can't. But what's interesting is we're going to be watching the wordsmithing that they do when they release their report at 1:15 this afternoon, because there's some other things that the Fed could do to try to stimulate this economy. And of course, in the short run, deflation is probably more of a risk than even inflation is. So, very interesting release this afternoon at 1:15. The average person won't care, but I can tell you that Wall Street will be taking apart every word, every colon in that release.
Well, they can't really go any lower on interest rates.
No, you can't go below zero. But what they can do is they can continue to do things like purchase mortgage-backed securities or purchase treasuries. And the key is, Bill, that they want to send the signal that it's safe to borrow money, because interest rates are going to stay low for a very long period of time. In fact, last week we saw IBM, the computer giant, issue a new corporate bond issue, three-year bonds at 1%. They borrowed money for 3 years at 1%. And the thinking is, if you can send the signal that interest rates are going to stay low for an extended period of time, and that's the word that's the phrase they've been continuing to use, that businesses and others will be willing to borrow and to expand and to consume. So we'll see what they say this afternoon.
And that's important, the businesses to consume, but then the consumer to consume.
That's true. And, of course, the consumer, until the jobs number gets better, the consumer is basically saying, I don't think I'll play.
That's John Taylor with us. John, appreciate you joining us today.
Thank you, Bill.
He'll be back tomorrow. John Taylor, the financial firm of Stern, AG, and Leach at 820 South 21st Street, has good advice. You could call him at 782-2527. That's 479-782-2527. Don't forget to check.